Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at Chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure.
Augmented reality's real power will come from substance, not flash. By Clive Thompson. Last week, the pilot light for my water heater went out. I tried to relight it by following the instructions pasted on the side of the heater, but they were as inscrutable as hieroglyphics. So, I did what everyone else does when they need to learn something. I went to YouTube. Bingo! Someone had posted a video showing how to relight my exact model. I crouched down near the heater, holding my phone at arm's length so I could follow the instructions, as if I were peeking over an expert's shoulder. Success! When YouTube first emerged, many gushingly predicted it would revolutionize TV. For my money, the weirder, more transformative power of the platform is in its tutorials. These days, nearly everything you need to learn has been documented by amateurs, or pro-ams. Want to know how to remove a stripped screw, to achieve a high-volume ponytail, to do basic statistics? YouTube's got you covered. The even more surprising thing is how many forms of knowledge turn out to benefit from being recorded visually, including ones we typically think of as text only. Consider computer programming. I recently wanted to learn some server scripting, so I bought some books. But I quickly found that screen sharing videos were vastly superior. Watching from the perspective of the coder, learning what success and failure looked like on screen had a sensual, proprioceptive impact. I cemented the knowledge in my muscle memory. Why raise this issue now? Because we're seeing the rise of the next great technology for sharing visual knowledge, augmented reality. These are the early days of AR, and people are still wondering what it's for. There are games, play a tank battle on your floor, and marketing, point your phone at this ad and watch it come to life. As with YouTube, people assume AR will deliver flashy, exciting cultural creations, but I think it'll be more mundane, and thus more powerful. As with YouTube, we'll discover what AR's utility is, helping us master fiddly real-world tasks. I recently tried an AR demo created by the lab of Columbia professor Steve Finer that shows you how to assemble a small machine made of interlocking gears. When I first glanced down, I was mystified. What goes where? But when I put on an AR headset, I could see little colored lines hovering in midair, showing me precisely where to place each part. In a few deft moments, I'd completed the job. Think of how you learn something new, Finer told me. If someone were showing you how to use a complicated photocopy machine, they'd have their hands in there pointing at things. That's what you can do with AR. Mind you, visual learning in AR will explode only if everyday folks can create AR tutorials. Luckily, authoring tools are already on the way. Jigspace, for example, a small Australian startup, is building a platform that allows beginners to snap basic shapes together to make AR objects. People will start building augmented how-tos, complete with voiceovers soothingly talking us through the complex stuff. And that will foster new aesthetics, new ways to present imagery intended to float before the eye, instead of the mirror-what-I-do style of YouTube. There's a whole new dimension of knowledge that we're missing when we use 2D services, says Jigsaw co-founder Zach Duff. To help show everyone the value of AR, Duff's firm created AR guides for assembling IKEA furniture, a task known to reduce grown-ups to tears. AR will teach us to disassemble an iPhone, perfect a hair braid of Byzantine complexity, rewire a room by gazing at our walls with X-ray vision. These are the kind of prosaic uses of a bold new tech, no? Indeed. But that's why they'll be transformative. The dull often is. The flashy, rarely so.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure right now.
We walk inside and it's raining. Our home was ruined. We couldn't live there.
Our first concern was the kids. This was going to be hard on them. Chubb got us a place to stay in the same school district. Otherwise, it could have been a nightmare.
Chubb turned a disaster into an adventure for our kids.
And no one missed a day of school.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.